We think of Benjamin as a highly functioning child who is diagnosed with autism. He likes to play. He loves to go to the pool and swim. He loves to go to the park and just run around and get on the swing. He loves to just interact with people and other kids. Everything about that is just normal childhood. And we always say to each other, you know, 90% of the time he's just normal.
I agree with him. He is the happiest child. He is giggly and sweet and cuddly, and everybody is his friend. He will run up and hug and cuddle with just about anybody. That is one of my favorite things, just hearing his teachers and other people talk about, we just love Benjamin. And I can see why, because he's just pretty much happy most of the time. You know, he's just a fun-loving little almost three-year-old boy. One thing that has always stood out to me when he was diagnosed was that the doctor that diagnosed him said, Benjamin is not the kid we would have diagnosed in the waiting room. He's not the kid when he walked in, you'd say, yeah, that kid is on the spectrum. Just keeping an open mind about the fact that it is a spectrum. And just because a child has an autism diagnosis does not mean X, Y, and Z. He's got some sensory things with food texture, like wet fruits, if that makes any sense. Like, he won't eat watermelon or grapes or apples or that kind of thing. He likes crunchy things. I also cut the tags out of his shirts. I think some of the sensory stuff was also headbanging and biting. He would sometimes even bite himself. I think that was a soothing thing for him. He loves swinging and twirling, but I think those are some of the things he needs, kind of a reaction. We've noticed the sensory stuff mainly is in his food and eating. He has come such a long way. The words that he was saying went from like a 9-month-old, and now he's like at a 16-month-old. That was a 4-month period. We're seeing a lot of improvement with his spoken language, but where we are seeing the biggest improvement is in his receptive language. Whereas before, I feel like when he was first diagnosed, I would say, Benjamin, go pick up your toy. And he would look at me with this blank stare, like he knew I was talking to him, but he didn't know what that was all about. And now I can give him 2-step directions. Go pick up your book and put it on the table. And he toddles over there and picks it up and puts it on the table. We've been working with him with speech therapy and trying to insert ourselves into his kind of play world. And I feel like that has really enabled him to understand the benefit of verbal communication and understand how to use it. I think also what really started the step towards understanding communication and why it's important was learning sign language. Mm-hmm. When we first started therapy, we taught him just a few signs like help, more, eat, drink. And that was like the first time I think it clicked with him that, oh my goodness, if I show mom the sign for drink, she's gonna go get me some milk. Or if I drop something on the floor and I can't pick it up and I give the sign for help, they're gonna go pick that up for me. And I think something clicked in him then.
Immediately we saw his banging of his head go away once he could communicate in that fashion and tell us, I want something to drink, I want some milk, or I want some tea. He would go over to the fridge and give us a hand signal. I think a lot of it early on was the frustration he was feeling from not being able to either verbally communicate with us or understand what we were saying.
My stress level has definitely gone down a lot since the communication has improved, because I feel like before I was living like on the edge at all times. I was walking on eggshells around him because I didn't want to upset him and I didn't want him to melt down.